God, and just lift your name, God, and worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, we ask that as we sing these songs of praise to you today, that you just be lifted up in this place, God. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen. Let's go. If you want to come on down, feel free. You're more than welcome to.
Oh, Father, we thank you this morning for a spirit of freedom. Every eye here, look here for a moment this morning. Today is the beginning of Advent. Today is the beginning of the Christmas season. Today is my favorite time of year. Today is a day where God ushered a brand new type of humanity into the world some 2,000 years ago. Today is a celebration of all of that. But those that are without the Lord, those are without Him, don't really face the joyous times. There's times of hurt. There's times of lostness. Times of families not being as full as they were this time last year. Early this morning, I received a text from a friend that I know that is asking for prayer and asking for me to call later today and try to spend some time with him over the phone. The church that he's in, there's a young son in that church that is heavily, heavily addicted. I don't know what the addiction is. But during the Christmas season, you're seeing a family ripped apart because of addiction. During the Christmas time, we're seeing families that have lost a member that are not here this year with them. Families that are facing no employment, facing hard times in their life. But this is a time where we shine brighter than ever. The scripture says that when we follow after the Lord and we let our light shine, in Philippians it says, we shine like the stars. Today we start off a message, My Greatest Miracle. We'll be doing communion. Matter of fact, we'll be doing communion for the next 4 weeks because already the message next week is preparing the table of my heart. As we're just entering into a season that we are the answer that God has left on this earth for the rest of mankind. Amen. So this morning, let us rejoice and worship Him this morning. Amen. Let the fullness of the Spirit of God fill this place. Cora de Vichy, Marguerite, now is the time for that word, okay? Hallelujah, Jesus. A word of encouragement. Hallelujah, Jesus.
I really felt led to share this morning.
Speak loud.
As I can.
Speak loud.
Yes, sir. I'm bad about my voice trailing off. Please forgive me.
Right.
I've had a lot of people this morning ask me about this jacket, and I wanted to share the story behind it real quick. I've lived most of my life as a victim until just a few years ago, and I don't know if anyone else here has felt this way, but if anything could possibly go wrong, it will. Murphy's Law, and that was a part of my life. I also was an ingrate, no gratitude for what God does in our lives. And that's hard to admit, but it's the truth. And one thing I've learned is God is a God of provision, and we don't see it most often. And it talks about that in Psalm 104. Briefly, it talks about how he sends forth springs in the valleys. They flow between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The donkeys can quench their thirst. And the birds of heaven dwell in the branches of the trees. He waters the mountains. He causes grass to grow for the cattle. And the Psalm 104 goes on and on and on about that. It's really awesome. About his provision for everything. This last few years, I've been learning to develop a grateful heart. A few years back, and I don't know about you, but I'm one of these people, I have never won anything. Nothing. Not a lottery winner. Not even a little Cracker Jack prize, you know. I just never have. And like I said, that's why I saw myself as a victim. Never won anything. Well, just a few years, 7, 8 years ago, I was notified by my company that I was being given 2 awards for merchandising. The corporate award, which is nationwide, and also the division awards. 2 of them. I about came unglued. Man, I'd never won anything in my whole life. It was awesome. This company is AWG, Associated Wholesale Grocers. They supply Reesers and other companies with goods. third largest distributor in the nation. So here I am with two awards that I needed to go and accept at a banquet. Nothing to wear. And I started praying. I didn't have any money for something nice and fancy. So I went as a last resort to the Goodwill here in Owosso and went through all the clothes. And I found this jacket. I've been praying so hard for something to wear. This jacket, conservatively, is probably a $250 to $300 jacket if you go in a regular department store. It was $5. $5! Nothing wrong with this jacket. It's beautiful. And God answered my prayer. I got it home. I got it dry cleaned. And I started looking at the tag. And it said Psalm 104.
Oh, man.
It was awesome. And I went, what? What? So I went and looked it up. And part of this psalm, the beginning of it. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with splendor and majesty, covering yourself with light as with a cloak. And I had been given what I call my cloak of light for that awesome awards banquet. My point is this. We can live our lives with the glass half full or half empty. We can choose to be victors or victims. And the key to the door to enter the courts of praise is a thankful heart, a heart of gratitude. I learned that just a few years ago. So when I sit down for my quiet time in the morning, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is, thank you, Lord, for... And I'll think of something that didn't happen that should have, that's good, or something he gave, and immediately his presence is there. That's the key. And I guess I wanted to challenge my dear friends here to let God show you your heart in those areas. And when you come to worship, is there something on your heart that you're thankful for? Thank you.
Just stay here. This morning, you can be seated real quick. This morning, I don't want to miss an opportunity to flow with what the Father has for us as a congregation. She stepped in my office. I have a word of encouragement. And I said, oh boy. And it wasn't, oh boy, that she's giving a word of encouragement. It's, oh boy, what are you about to speak to in our lives this morning? I want us to go ahead and break in our groups of prayer now. And here's the reason why. There are things that I know we take this scripture most of the time out of context, you know, to speak those things that are not as though they were. That's a scripture for the nation of Israel. Really not a scripture for us, but I believe that there are appropriate times where the Father says, take my word and stretch your tent. Not to pervert the word, okay? You follow what I'm saying? But this is a morning that we need to speak some things into existence that are not there. You need health and healing in your family. You need it today. You need some things in your family today. She needs things in her family today. All of us need something in our family today. So this morning, as we break in groups of 2 to 3 or 4, I want us to begin to speak. This is what I need in my family life today. It says to confess our faults one with another that we might be what? Restored. That we might be healed. That God will come in. I wrote a thing last week that God hears our cries. Moses, God says this, I have heard the cry of my people and I have come down. So this morning as we break into groups of 2 to 3, don't take it just a time to waste time or get through it, but speak those things. This is what I need. This is the deliverance and this is the praise that I have. And we just speak Psalms 104 over everybody. Amen. Father, just let's break up. Thank you, Jesus. You got to just one moment.
And comfortable in your praying, this is something I've been working with the kids on in the back, but, you know, God doesn't care how you pray. It doesn't have to be big, fancy words or eloquent speech. He just wants you to talk like you're his friend. He's your friend, you're his friend. It doesn't have to be fancy speech, and you don't need to be embarrassed. It's just talking to him and saying, this is what's on my heart. And I just really sense this morning, and I know who it is, you just feel like you don't exist. You just feel like you're invisible to God. You're not invisible. He knows right where you're at. He cares about you. He doesn't care about all the junk that's come up through your family tree, through your family genealogy. He cares about you. He knows where you are. I've told the kids this umpteen times in the back. If there was only you on this earth, he still would have sent his son Jesus to die for you and you alone. He knows where you are this season, and he loves you. Don't feel held back in talking and praying. And if you just don't know what to say, then you don't have to say anything. Somebody else will do it. But don't feel embarrassed. It's just talking to God. When I pray, compared to how Don prays, I'm like, ugh. But you know what? I've gotten over that. And what do we say, kids, at the end of our prayer? Come here. Come here. Come here. Come on. Come on. What do we say at the very end when we pray in the back, guys? Get up here.
Give us.
It, guys. Eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart that's always open.
Okay. I do want Carol just be over here. I want Trish to come to pray for my wife. And Marsha, I want you to come pray for my wife also. We're facing some health issues with her right now. And with us without insurance or anything like that, we're at the mercy of our Father. Okay? So I want you guys to come anoint my wife. Phil will have to find somebody else to pray with. I think he's got a partner behind him. We don't want to forget the kids in the back. But let's take a moment. Jeff, I want you to just come down and be part of a group. This needs to be every one of us speaking these things this morning. I really feel, especially with the word that's about to come, that what we're doing right now is extremely apropos for what the Father wants to do in our hearts today. Amen. Let's just take a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I guess I'll come with you guys. What do you guys specifically need prayer for? Father's in the center. Thank you.
mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. Snow wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Snow shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. Snow wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
Father, we worship you. This morning as we continue in our worship, the song we're about to play is that song that many of us need. There's no mountain he won't climb up. There's nothing that will prevent him. The scripture says, who can separate us from the love of God? There is nothing. So this morning, this is what it says as in a moment as we stand. The scripture says in Nehemiah that they actually do service backwards from what we do. We've done this in the past a long time ago. But they sat under the word and then they stood and they worshiped upon the word that they had just heard to nail down that in their heart. So this morning, prayers have been prayed. Things have been spoken. Things are already on the breaking with families that are here this morning and at other places. Now let us stand and worship the God who will do the things that we spoke into existence. Those that said, I need this broken, or I need health, or I need healing, or I... excuse me, whatever it is, now begin to worship him to perform that which he is able. Amen. Let's stand and worship him this morning. Hallelujah.
shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, you're coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, you're coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, you're coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear.
And offerings this morning. I think what we're going to do is we're going to cut worship a hair bit short at the beginning of the service. And after communion, I want to come back and do a song or two to worship on what we're about to hear. I really prompted in that. So as we prepare, you may be seated as we prepare for our tithes and offerings. just want to say this. We do have our party this evening. We want everyone to come. The Rosaleses are not here. They're in the middle of cooking a feast for us tonight. It takes them all day to cook this feast that we're going to have tonight. So what we want you